Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jeff.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening, good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda McChan. It is Mindful Monday, short and sweet. Tiffany Whip and I are still working on that humongous project, so you'll just have to listen to me tonight. We'd like to say hello to all our listeners in Japan, Canada, South Korea, United Kingdom, and many, many other places. We welcome you in. We are still celebrating Black History Month. And also Women's Month, too. I just got a beautiful quote sent to me regarding Women's Month, and it says, here's to strong women. May we know them. May we be them. May we raise them. And, you know, that's just what it's all about here. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. It is a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goal, specializing in adults and youth in education, training, workshops, and focus on the empowerment of the youth out there. Our topic today says look, listen, and love. How did that come about? And I got to get this to you short and sweet today. You know, you want to look around. It's a lot of stuff happening, a lot of things going on. And who would ever think that it would be snowing in Southern California? Snow levels are very low. And especially snowing in Pasadena, that's not too far from me. I'm a 70s girl. So if it drops past 70, I'm already bundling up. So you know how I'm feeling about this right now. And also, we want to listen to the voices of the families that are hung out on Highway 18. They can't get up to their homes up in the mountains. Children are up there, no food, no way to contact. They're upset. They're frustrated and they're angry, okay? And they have a right to be. Because you see, what I'm finding out in this society, people being really, how can I say it, transparent, that's a no-no word around here. To be transparent and honest. And I think they're experiencing that. So I'm going to quit talking about that. I just want you to look around. And if you think you're the only one, look a little bit closer. And in order to get this done, we have to be together, stay together, and make sure that it happens. So look, listen, and love. When I say listen, we want to be mindful. We want to be mindful of the wrong voices that are coming in your ear, trying to get in your psychic and get in your soul. Because wrong voices in your ear create bad choices. So you want to be able to learn and to love. Love yourself first so that you can learn how to discern. And with the love, you'll review and be able to go through the dark times, because you must be grateful for the good times and you must be grateful for the bad times. The bad times are those that help you appreciate the bright skies. So on that note, we're going to get started. I just wanted to put that out there. And I'm looking at some information here. I'd like to do a birthday shout out to Dr. Nikki Shipley, one of my many, many mentors, who is a strong woman and who knows how to raise them also. Dr. Shipley, happy, happy birthday to you and many, many, many more. So we're going to get started and just carry it out short and sweet, because we got some things to do. If Tiffany can peek in, she'll peek in. But if not, you know, we're just going to carry it out. And hopefully she'll join us, because she is in great demand out there. And we miss her, we miss her, we miss her. So I'm going to just take it away and let you listen to some relaxing music and some thoughtful music so that you can be mindful of what we must do. And we must look, listen, and learn out here. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Madison.
A broken man without a home, desperate and so alone, a victim of society, no one really wants to see.
Oh,
there is a way that it can be done, because all of us were born change agents. Now we're going into change makers, because we are talking about Black history then, now, and forever. Be mindful of our ancestors and the strong shoulders that we stand on here. As James Baldwin says, as I was told as a child over and over and over again, if you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And always told as a child, no one is better than you. But remember also, you are not any better than anyone else. So keep it even. You see, there was times when we got stories. There was times in the community where people took care of one another, where everybody came together and there was love. See, that's the key. The key word is love. Whether you're getting a spanking or what can I say, go stand in the corner or whatever they did back there. You know, they did it a different kind of way. You knew that it was all coming from love. And if you sit back and you really, really paid attention, and if you look at yourself now, those of us that made it through, hey, that basic training was what we needed to have. That basic training is what's missing now. That's why we need more mentors out here to mentor the young adults. We got to have some mentors. They must hear those stories. So I'm going to put this call out again. You know, we're working on some programs over here. The mentee program, we want everybody from all walks of life to sign up and join in, because our youth need to hear those stories to carry them on through life. And our ancestors wanted us to know what we had to do. They wanted us to know what they went through. And if you look at yourself now, you can imagine where you came from. If you know anything about that mama line, if you watch a lion train her cubs, you see, a lion fears nothing and nobody, and neither does her cubs. But what she does, she'll push them down the mountain, and they'll crawl back up again. She'll push them back down there. They'll crawl back up again. She'll do it a few more times. And when she realizes that they're strong enough to get up that mountain, that they have the courage and the fortitude to keep on going, she walks away and leave them. That's the way our mama line changed her cubs. With us, we don't have to walk away from our youth, but we have to open up the doors and open up the path and let them make their own way out there. But make sure that they got good directions. Make sure they're holding the right end of that baton, okay? You have to be able to hold the right end of the sword so you won't cut yourself. So that is what our mission is here, and that is why regarding our young women and men, but I'm going to speak of women because it's women's month. Again, I will say, may we know them, may we be them, and may we raise them. Listen up, waking up with Under Man King.
Young man on his way home from the market, just enjoying a beautiful afternoon. It gets kind of dark. Sun just set. There's these other young men standing on the corner. Nothing to do. Just hanging around. They're passing out weapons to each other. Brass knuckles, pipes, chains, half a bricks, broken bottles, switchblades. Young man lands in jail for some crime he did not commit. 352 years hard labor in Angola prison. 352 years in hard labor. Sleepless nights between sugar cane and cotton. where he learns the ropes and pays with his soul for some crime he did not commit. We think we're safe at home with our bumper stickers saying, just say no. We give up a few freedoms here and there in the name of a squeaky clean America. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. They show us the faces of hatred over and over, a new one every week. Could be Manuel Noriega, could be the Ayatollah, any old scapegoat will do. The young man would be our sacrificial lamb. Pro-choice, no choice. We're sending our sons and daughters to this slaughter. Pro-choice, no choice. Slogans mean nothing to a young man facing 352 years hard labor in Angola for a crime he did not commit. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. You can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. And don't forsake our sons and daughters. Yeah, you can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. Don't forsake our sons and daughters. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. I think we all running, thinking that we can hide. I think we're running, trying to get away. But sooner or later we're gonna realize we're gonna meet up with the truth face to face.
That's right, you can't stop that flow, you know, you can't stop that water, You're waking up with Linda McShann, okay, and it's 9 for Monday. It's going to be short and sweet. Tomorrow we'll have Stephanie Haynes coming on. We'll be wrapping up that seven chakra, that crown chakra, and we'll be ending up our chakra series. You know, you can't do anything out there. You can't love yourself. You can't love anybody else if you don't know if you're in balance, if you're out of balance. Tune in. You want to hear the shock series, because what it's going to teach you is forgiveness for yourself and taking care of yourself is the best thing. And always keep in mind and remember that forgiveness is for you, okay? Not for anyone else out there. We're going to give you some more stuff to think about on Mindful Monday. I want you to stay strong, stay safe, stay kind out there, and remember to stay aware. And before I go, you know, we got bad weather here, but I'm getting information in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. They're also experiencing a lot of storms. So let's do what we do best and send that positivity and that goodness to them. We keep it positive, and we make it happen. Let's keep going. Mindful Monday.
my mama told me. Cause she said she learned the hard way. Says she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Is all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debt to pay. Take it all, I take it all, how to run away. Leave myself first, last, and first rate. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Wake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. All that you have is your soul. Oh, my mama told me. Cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. All that you have. All that you have. All that you have.
That's right. All that you have is your soul out there. You know, again, wrong voices create bad choices. So be careful who you listen to. Follow your guts out there. And we have to keep in mind to look, listen, and also offer love. Be mindful. There are persons out there that are private. They have fear of being judged. And they always sing the me song, not thinking of anyone else, with men so crowded that they cannot see and feel for others. Keep in mind, we're here for them too. They need love. It's hard to do, but if you love yourself and you understand what love is all about, you'll be able to recognize what they need. Let us do our part and keep looking, listening, and loving. We love you out there. Thank you. It is mine for Monday. Remember this.
We care, share, we love all through the land.